Report. I'm Heather Hyde.
As always, and I am Jay Posner, as always.
And today we have with us Pierre Valley, who is the Talent Development Officer for the County of Bruce, and he's going to talk to us today a little bit about the Skilled Trades Secretariat. So welcome, Pierre.
Hello, thank you. I appreciate being here.
And we might as well tell us what that is.
Okay. So I work with the Nuclear Innovation Institute, which is a joint partnership between Bruce Power and Bruce County. And in that is the Trades and Skilled Workforce Secretariat. So at the core of it, the Trades and Skilled Workforce Secretariat is how do we help develop the talent pipeline for tomorrow, with a focus on STEM and trades. And we know that in the area we have a workforce shortage, and definitely trades is part of that. And how do we build that? How do we create that excitement in youth and high school age students, and even people in for their second career, that they see trades as a viable option moving forward? So really creating that spark with them.
Yeah, and we just got out of a meeting with where you were presenting to builders and developers, and I like that you were characterizing as trying to get the trades as sort of the front of the mind as opposed to an afterthought.
100%. There's no question about it. Trades has had a stigma for years. And how do we move away from that, in the sense of just because a person might not be so academically strong doesn't mean that they're always destined for the trades. Trades are advancing. They're more sophisticated than they ever have been with the use of, you know, computers and technology. We need the best of the best in the trades. How do we get that experience to them when they're young in age, so that they realize that that's an option as they move forward?
That's great. So you're really trying to target the younger demographic as well, right? And you had mentioned that even as young as grade 7 and 8, just getting them to think about the skilled trades at that point in time is crucial.
100%. The younger, and some school boards have even worked down into grade 6, and it's giving them that exposure, because you never know exactly where that spark comes from for somebody who's young, where they decide where their career path is going to be. So the more exposure they have to it, the better chance that they'll consider that moving forward. And then it also will help with their course selection as they're moving through high school.
And there's a variety of options too. I think when you think of skilled trades, there's always the usual ones that come to mind: carpentry, electrician, boilermaker, you know, the ones that we hear about. But you had mentioned that there's over 155 different trades.
Yes, there's a plethora of different trades that you could be, I'll say, enrolled into. And it's the finding that information out. So certain trades are voluntary, certain trades are non-voluntary. Certain trades are red seal, certain trades are not red seal. So it's kind of going through that information to find out really what the passion of that young person is, and then what type of apprenticeship they would have going into that trade. Also, if there's any additional licensing that's required, because certain trades, and I'll take a refrigeration mechanic, they have different licensing on top of their red seal license that's federally recognized.
So yeah, it sort of leads into there's a plethora that we didn't know existed, but you're also, as part of the secretariat, sort of developing an asset map, sort of to know what we don't know, or enlighten what we know. You had a better way of saying it. Why don't you let you do it?
Yeah, no, 100%. So one of the things I've been asked for since I came on board is what is available in this area. And what I've found is in the area, things are unintentionally siloed, and it could be because of a geographical distance, different industries. So people might not realize what is happening 45 minutes down the road, or different post-secondary institutions that are available, or programs that are available. So I've been tasked with building asset maps of what is in this area, and how do we make it as user-friendly and easy to access for the people in the area to find out what type of programming is in the area, what type of supports, what type of avenues that they can explore to be able to find different career opportunities, and pulling that all into one place. But it's still specific for, I'll say, the Tri-County region of Grey Bruce and Huron.
Well, that's great. And speaking of trying to put everything all in one place, you also have a new Jobs in Bruce job board.
Yes, Bruce County has moved forward and they've released a new website, jobsinbruce.ca. The beauty of the website is, in my mind, it's a geo map. So when you go to the page on the landing page, it shows you a map of where all the positions are posted. You click on the area that you want to work and it will now drill down into the available jobs. And it scrapes from about 15 different websites. So if a company posted with Indeed or another posted with Monster or Workopolis, it will pull all of those postings to that website. Also on the left-hand side, you can drill down based on if you're looking for trade positions, if you're looking for medical positions, engineering positions, it will then clarify the map showing what you're looking for in that perspective.
Yes, and definitely because it is Bruce County, we get that geographic specificity that doesn't exist with Monster or with Workopolis on their own.
100%.
When we're in Sogging Shores, we can actually see what's in Sogging Shores or in the area just outside. So it's a fantastic tool. And I know the official mm-hmm. launch is 2020, but it's up there now and
it's
being used
yes.
today. So that's great. I'm sort of forgetting the rest of the conversation we had this morning. Am I forgetting some of the highlights?
At the end of the day, the Trades and Skilled Workforce Secretariat is here to work for the people in the area. So if there's a way that we can help support, sponsor, lend our knowledge, that's what we're asking for people to reach out to us as well. More than willing to go in and speak with anybody, anywhere in the area, anything to do about trades or what we're doing in this regard at any event, because really it's about broadcasting our message and then connecting people and organizations to what is available or also finding out what's needed so we can advocate to have those resources in this area.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the strengths of the program, let's say, because you're not just putting it in the newspaper, you're looking and trying to reach out to see what will work now or in the future. So it's not, you're not mm-hmm. just looking at an old model, you're innovating. And that's the whole NII's mm-hmm. purpose.
Yes. And we're going across, I'll say county borders, since we're working with all three counties, there's great things. I learned something new about something that's happening in Huron County. How do we bring that idea or that concept up here to be able to support the region up here better?
All right. Well, excellent. Thank you, Pierre, for coming on. Hopefully we can extend another invitation to see how things have progressed in another, few months.
That would be great.
All right.
I appreciate that.